You're with Zan on Double J.
When you first hit the stage last year, like it had been so many years, what were those first shows like after such a break?
It was weird. I just focused on sort of like the physical things, you know, like the words and stuff like that. The first show we did was in Berlin. And when I was rehearsing, I didn't stand up. I sat down. And so the first show in Berlin was really strange because I was standing up, obviously. And that bit was weird. It's kind of like knowing what to do with my body, having been sort of DJing for 8 years, not really doing anything. But then, yeah, within about a show, it is like riding a bike, apparently. It was just like doing what I'd done for 10 years when I was younger, which was good. You know, I mean, if it had been any other way, I think I wouldn't be doing it still.
When you looked out to the crowd, obviously there'd be a lot of fans that were there from the early days. But did you see younger fans who maybe missed the streets because they were underage the first time around and that you were performing to some people for the first time?
Yeah, I mean, that was the most surprising thing, really, was the amount of young people that were there. I mean, you know, they weren't even like underage when I started. You know, some of them weren't even born. You know, it was like, you know, really. So I think it's just music that's stayed with youth culture somehow. There's a nostalgia, I think, to even young kids and sort of that era.
Mm. There's you released a handful of songs in 2018 as well. One of them was this.
Let's have fun with it, man. We can have fun till they're mad. Those four deadly sins, all that's everything, all that's everything. Those four deadly sins, all that's everything, all that's everything. Got to murder it out. All black everything, all black everything, all black everything.
That's a little bit of Call Me in the Morning featuring Chip and Grim Sickers. I mean, it's really going back to those garage beats which introduced you to the world all the way back in 2002. Do you feel like with the music you're making now, you're returning to that original sounds of the streets?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, DJing, like that sound, that's kind of like almost like a so solid sound. It's kind of like we've grime got really big a few years ago, you know, when sort of Skepta became really popular. And it has sort of gone back to a sort of late garage sound, which is, I guess, more like the sort of So Solid or like Miss Dynamite thing.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of what works in the clubs, really, because even though I'm an artist, you know, I've been running club nights for 8 years, you know, the whole time that I've been not doing the streets, I've been doing club nights and parties and stuff. So it was just what works. It's as simple as that.
Do you feel like you've changed much as a person in those 8 years, not only stepping away from performing and playing festivals, but going into the kind of club realm, acting as someone who's running a business, running shows and booking other people? And I know that you've become a father as well. Do you feel like you're coming back to the streets in with a very different perspective on the world?
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely got, you know, when I first came out, I was a product of like my surroundings, you know, as all young people are. But yeah, I'm definitely now I'm a lot more connected with, I mean, not saying like a scene is not really the right word, but you know, I'm much more connected to other artists and DJs and stuff. Like when I did the streets, it was garage for people who didn't really go to clubs, you know, whereas now I'm the opposite. I'm someone who's in clubs every weekend. So I'm kind of the opposite now as what I started off as. But it makes you a lot more sort of aware and connected.
What do you love about playing festivals, Mike, when you're standing up there and you've got that cauldron of humanity in front of you and all of those people to entertain? What's that view like for you?
Well, I haven't done a festival for nearly 10 years, so ask me at the end of this summer. But no, I mean, it's really unpredictable, you know. I don't think people really realise, you know, when they're sort of like at a festival, they don't realise just how sort of gladiatorial it is for the artist, because you get no sound check, you know. You just have to sort of go on there, you know, obviously you're back line get 20 minutes to set up or whatever. But really, you'll kind of have to sort of fall on your sword. And when you're young, that can be terrifying, but it becomes like quite a buzz, you know, because you really, really don't know what's going to happen. And also, you know, you have to be, people aren't there to see you necessarily, you know, they've bought tickets for the festival, and you have to try and keep them there, you know, and try and not for them to go anywhere else. You know, you have to really be more aggressive and more fun, you know, as fun as you can be.
Original pirate material. You're listening to The Streets. Lock down your aerial.
How's it come to this?
Double J.